Well, I couldn't accept Christine and John's disturbing offer to become their child's godfather. I did allow them to set me up with Angie, a rather beautiful co-worker of Christine's. They had, however, being them, neglected to tell me one thing.
There's something you don't know about me.
Yeah. Something exciting?
I think so, yes. I have a 3-year-old boy.
I wanted to throw the napkin on the floor, push over the table, and run. Brilliant. I love kids. Yeah. Like, messing about with them, you know? Doing good things. I'd have been disappointed if he didn't have a child.
Why do you say that? Clearly the man hated kids. Anybody could see that a mile away.
Because I love kids so much. They're so lovely.
Lovely, eh? Still, pushing a lie that far takes nerve. And besides, the way he honestly thought he was Mr. Clever when he was really humiliating himself was so charming. And he played his game well. He didn't object to our next date being at the zoo, and little Louie thought he was perfect. I could see otherwise. I soon found Will was completely self-absorbed and had less compassion than the average mosquito. When I would allude to the abuse I suffered from my ex, it was painfully obvious that Will could only think about how great he seemed in comparison. Once, I even overheard, "Dang, these single mums make good dates." But at least he tried to hide his thoughts and feign pity, and he was a great man compared to my ex, so I found him irresistible. Will also had about as much depth as Louis's kiddie pool. When he seemed distracted one day and I begged him to tell me what was wrong, he reluctantly brought up the day we went to the IMAX and I was late because the babysitter hadn't turned up. He said that really irked him, even though he pretended it was fine at the time. What bothered him even more, he admitted, was that I didn't have a DVD player or premium TV, so we always had to watch lame shows when we stayed home. Clearly, Will's priorities for our relationship were seriously off, but he wasn't hurting anyone except himself. He was the kind of man who could seem terribly obnoxious, but was really a good guy. He had his faults, but they were all harmless enough, though you wouldn't know that from the way he said past dates had reacted.
Sorry? You're breaking up with me. You self-centered bastard. I can't believe I have wasted all this time with you. You useless, superficial loser.
Those women were batty. I desperately wanted to continue our relationship, but it was all just too soon after my breakup. I had no choice. I'm sorry. I'm not sure this is working out. It's not you. You've been great. It's me, and my situation with Louis and his dad. I'm not ready to launch into a relationship with anybody new. I didn't want to hurt him, so I dearly hoped he wouldn't take it personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Well, so far he was managing okay.
I think I understand.
Thank goodness. You're a wonderful, wonderful man, Will. And then I realized, Will didn't feel bad at all. He just seemed relieved that he wasn't being blamed. I had expected some pity, but he tried to comfort me anyway.
Listen, you don't have anything to feel sorry about, really.
I'd miss him.